Bezrat Hashem, this is Emunah Beams with your host Laser Bodhi. Today's episode is entitled Protection from Coronavirus. This is our weekly Emunah News podcast where we look at what Hashem is doing in the world through eyes of Emunah and try our best to understand Hashem's message through current events. For everything Hashem does has a purpose and it's all for the very best. Well, the world now is in a near panic from the coronavirus outbreak. The scientists and health authorities around the world are racing to halt the spread of this deadly virus that emerged from a live animal and fish market in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December, when it then jumped to humans. Once the virus jumped to humans, it was then transferred from human to human whenever they come in contact with one another. Now, at the time of this podcast, according to official Chinese statistics, which many believe are downplaying the proportions of this health disaster, some 60,000 Chinese have already contracted the new coronavirus, which causes respiratory illness similar to pneumonia. And the death toll is nearly 700, but it's rising daily. Now, this past January 30th, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, an alarm that it reserves for events that pose a risk to multiple countries and that requires a coordinated international response. Well, the World Health Organization is correct. We do need an international response. But what should that response be? Interestingly enough, scientists have noticed that the coronavirus is not only similar to the AIDS virus, but it reacts favorably to the same treatment used by the AIDS virus. So what's all this telling us? Whenever people think they can outsmart Hashem, they get into trouble. Look at it historically. The designers and builders of the British luxury liner named the Titanic declared that their ship was unsinkable and indestructible. In 1912, it sunk on its maiden voyage. Let's fast forward to the mid-1960s, where structural engineers in the United States who masterminded the idea of twin towers designed a super strong lattice of exterior steel columns that were positioned less than 2 feet apart and closely locked together on every floor. They made each tower into a giant tube that was supposed to be invincible. Well, the remarkable rigid outer structure could easily resist the forces of high velocity, hurricane level winds, even at the top floors over 1,000 feet above the ground. They too thought that their World Trade Center Twin Towers was beyond defeat, invincible. But on December 11th, 2001, Hashem proved that it wasn't. And let's fast forward right now, current times here in Israel. The Israeli government in recent years has turned certain blatant transgressions of Torah into official government policy. At the same time, Israel developed the Iron Dome anti-missile system that has been quite effective in intercepting Hamas rockets. Yet each Iron Dome battery costs about $100 million to produce, and each Iron Dome interception missile costs at least $50,000. On the other hand, a Hamas rocket costs about $750 to produce. That's quite cost ineffective. So the Iron Dome, with all its sophistication, can do nothing against Hamas's new weapon, the kite-flown incendiary devices that have turned thousands of acres in the south of Israel on fire, and the new Hamas balloon bombs, which bring into the wind explosive devices into the south of Israel. So we see that whenever someone's a wise guy and thinks he can outsmart Hashem, Hashem lets a $7 kite with a gasoline-soaked tail that any third grader could build outsmart a $100 million defense system. Well, there's plenty more in history. With the advent of penicillin, venereal disease was knocked out. Well, people thought they could now do whatever they want. But then the AIDS virus came along to prove that no one can outsmart Hashem. Where do we see this in the Torah? Pharaoh declared brazenly, "Who is Hashem that I should listen to him?" Well, he paid a big price for that unfortunate expression, as the Torah tells us. So what does all this have to do, Pharaoh and Egyptians and the Chinese and the coronavirus? Well, corona in Latin means crown. That's a clear allusion to the king. Better yet, to the King of Kings, Hashem. The Chinese, just like Pharaoh, have an official government policy of atheism denying Hashem. You're not allowed to bring religious books inside China. When I visited China with a suitcase full of Emunah books, they wouldn't let me in until I proved that the books were intended only for Jews in the Chabad house and not for distribution to locals, which is against Chinese law. Well, this is what Hashem is telling us in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. If you will diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his eyes and will uphold his commandments, I will put none of the diseases on you that have plagued the Egyptians, for I am Hashem, your healer. The Egyptians, they're the prototype atheists, the deniers of Emunah. Emunah teaches us that Hashem is everywhere and everything comes from Hashem. No one can escape Hashem and no one can hide from him. King David says that in Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8. King David says, Hashem, how can I escape from your spirit? How can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heavens, you're there. And if I descend to the lowest depths, you're there too. Well, the whole purpose of the coronavirus is to wake people up and to show them that Hashem runs the world in magnificent divine providence. Well, that's the best news of the day. You know why? Because even if someone would spray coronavirus all around you, you're not going to get sick against Hashem's will. The virus and medical science don't run the world. Hashem does. The moment that people know that Hashem is their healer and they put their trust in Hashem, they don't have to worry about the coronavirus anymore. Right when the coronavirus was breaking out in December, I received an urgent email from an Israeli family that was living and doing business in Guangzhou. Well, the wife asked me if she should come home with the three children to Israel while the husband wound down business affairs in China for 2 or 3 months. I said, no way. Get the whole family on a plane immediately. Well, they did. And the day after they boarded a plane for Israel, Chinese was quarantined, no one in and no one out. That's another example of Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem's magnificent divine providence. Hashem might have sent the entire coronavirus just to bring one family home to Israel. If the Chinese authorities would listen to me, I'd tell them to rectify Pharaoh's mistake that they're still making. Start teaching your people Emunah. But I know the Chinese Communist Party won't listen to Laser Brody. At least we should listen to Hashem and strengthen our Emunah. For Hashem promises that if we do, we will be protected from all the diseases that afflict the Egyptians. By the way, have you ever heard of the MERS virus? MERS is M-E-R-S. That stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus. It originates from Egypt, and it comes from the same exact viral family as the Chinese coronavirus. So if you had a high-power spiritual microscope, you'd see Hashem's fingerprints on both viruses, and it's no surprise that the individual coronavirus cells look like little crowns. So if you want to be healthy, both spiritually and physically healthy, strengthen your Emunah, especially in divine providence. When we know that everything is from Hashem and that Hashem is a loving Father, there is nothing to worry about because Hashem always does everything for our very best. The coronavirus is just a message that we have to strengthen our Emunah, and once we do, we'll all be healthy and happy during the entire challenging times until Mashiach comes speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.